It's Bailey Shockkeeper with my FM. I am here with Tamara McMullen. She is a produce grower at Firmly Rooted Farm. She's been there for more than a decade growing plants and produce alongside of her partner. And she has been a plant lover her entire life. So this must be like living the dream for you, Tamara.
Yeah, absolutely.
Paint a little picture of your operation at Firmly Rooted for me. If I've never been there before and I'm unfamiliar, what do you guys do on a day-to-day?
Yeah, so we are a small-scale intensive organic vegetable farm. We grow about 40 different vegetable crops and a few more fruits these days. And we grow for all four seasons. So we have a number of hoop houses. We grow summer crops in them in the summer, tomatoes, cucumbers, peppers, that sort of thing. And then in the winter, we flip them into baby salad greens, which is what we're known for.
Day to day, what do you do? You get up in the morning? Do you go like pick radishes right away? Like what's your day to day look like?
It depends on the day of the week. But basically, we kind of do all the steps. So we're seeding either in the greenhouse or in the field. And then we're transplanting, we're weeding, we're doing pest control, either, you know, hand picking beetles or putting on insect netting. We're trellising the plants. Or we're harvesting, washing, packing, packaging, delivering. So it's kind of all of the stages.
That's local food on steroids is what that is. It's like full circle all the time. Tell me a little bit about triumphs and challenges. Being a farmer isn't something that happens overnight. It's not something that's easy to do. And you had said to me kind of before we started recording this that like you had this impression that farming wasn't something you could really make money doing.
It hasn't been, a hideous challenge to sell our food. Selling it has been in some ways the easy part. But one of the big challenges we had was a few years ago, having the farm was contaminated by a neighboring farm that was doing aerial spraying. So that was pretty heartbreaking. We are almost through the 3-year period of waiting for recertification. So we should be hopefully recertified next year.
Yes, absolutely. And nobody grows organic because it's easy either. So it's absolutely something that you chose to do. What have been the partnerships in the community that have made you successful? Who have you been collaborating with and working with? Who have you learned from? Who have you taught? How have those relationships proven fruitful for you guys?
Our farm also was able to play a role in starting Eat Local Huron, which is a local food delivery service. And so we were able to be on kind of the startup team and get that off the ground or help get that off the ground. And I think it's such a beautiful service to have. I've always said, you know, I believe that local food is better. It's fresher, you know, it tastes better. It's grown by, you know, hands that you might know. It keeps the money in the local economy, all of these pieces, but it's not convenient. And so, you know, scheduling and going to the farmer's market at a specific time or only being on the shop at that specific time, or having to drive to a farm, those things aren't convenient. And so then you've got Eat Local Huron, who's able to work with producers, aggregate all of their many, many products from a large geographical area, and then deliver them to people's doors. Like that's magic.
Well, Tamara, I think I speak for everyone when I say that, like, I learned a lot about local food and your passion is contagious. Like, thank you so much for sharing with me how important it is to you to grow local, eat local, and be people's farmer. It seems to be something that's really important to you. And I'm glad that I can kind of put a face to the name and show people where their food is coming from.
Thanks so much, Bailey. It's been lovely.